Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Flights are starting back up this hour after the FAA stopped all flights from taking off over the last couple of hours in the USA. A failure of the Notice to Air Missions system has failed for the first time in history. The system is critical for relaying information to flights and has been out since yesterday evening. FlightAware is reporting roughly 10,000 flights will be delayed Wednesday, with nearly 1,800 flights already canceled. As California continues to get much-needed water from storms over the last couple of weeks, a lot of water has fallen and created some new problems. Crews in Ojai, California, in the Santa Barbara Mountains, are working to stop to clean up a major sewage spill. 1.2 million gallons of raw sewage spilled into San Antonio Creek Tuesday. Officials say this week's heavy downpours overwhelmed its sewer system and did damage to a sewer main. Officials have yet to stop the spill. Meanwhile, the Ventura County Environmental Health Division has closed beaches near the mouth of the Ventura River to the Pacific Ocean. The world's population is on the cusp of 8 billion people. Looks like India will replace China as the most populated country in the world. Victoria Idoni reports.
Of the rapidly growing 1.41 billion people in India, nearly half are under the age of 25. China's population is about 1.45 billion, but those under 25 make up only a quarter of the population. Since 1950, India and China have accounted for an estimated 35% of the world's population growth. China's one-child policy was introduced in 1980. In recent years, women have been allowed to have up to three children, but the average birth rate still sits at 1.2. I'm Victoria Idoni.
The NFL playoffs start this weekend with two games on Saturday, three games on Sunday, and one on Monday. This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Well, it's the end of the line for Windows 7 and Windows 8.1 computer operating systems. These older versions of Windows stopped receiving all security updates this week, over a decade after their original release. Microsoft also announced they're going to stop providing Microsoft Edge browser updates for these operating systems in a few days. Can you imagine a United States without an Internal Revenue Service? That may be a reality today as Republicans want to incorporate a simpler plan everyone can understand. John Schaefer explains.
Republicans in the House of Representatives are set to vote today to abolish the IRS altogether and replace the national income tax with the national consumption tax, a move Tennessee Republican Mark Green told Fox News he's all for.
87,000 IRS agents. We need 87,000 more CBP guys, Customs and Border Patrol folks, you know, helping us with the migration crisis at the southern border. We don't need to disrupt our economy with 87,000 people picking through small businesses' pocketbooks.
Today's vote, part of a deal House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made with members of the House Freedom Caucus to win the speakership. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden has announced new joint efforts between the United States, Mexico, and Canada to curb illegal border crossings at a summit in Mexico this week. President Biden announced, quote, "We cannot wall ourselves off from shared problems," end quote. This as taxpayers are on the hook for $500,000 this week for a new wall around President Biden's Delaware home. Lance Fry, USA News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, happy hump day, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank God I made it from Maui to the West Coast just before we had the the FAA interruption and they had to ground all planes. That could have been a little problematic, but, got lucky.
So were you part of the atmospheric river?
I guess. Who knows anymore?
You brought all the rain to California?
Well, it needed rain, no doubt about it. This is the problem. They get resources and they don't know what to do with it, whether it's money, natural resources, whatever. California is just so messed up. It's unbelievable.
They do. It's particularly galling in Northern California where they, as a policy, choose to send water, precious water, out to sea, rather than have it be diverted as it has been in the past, diverted to the Central Valley where they grow stuff.
Right, exactly.
And so the objective is to dry up the Central Valley of California and to kill the agriculture industry in California. And, they're doing a pretty darn good job of it.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then they complain about, then they pray for a Democratic leadership. They'll just send them money.
That's the thing. Like, well, money doesn't grow food. And, when the policy is we would rather, this is actually official government policy, we would rather increase the amount of water flowing into the San Francisco Bay and into the Pacific Ocean in order to try to increase salmon runs potentially. Mm-hmm. Unproven, but they've been doing it for 10 years, and they still don't have proof it works.
Right.
But they'd rather do that than actually put water into the ground so you can feed people all over
right.
the world.
It amazes me, Rick, how a party that is touting, well, it's the same party that touted, hashtag for women. Now they don't know what a woman is. They tout environmentalism, and they tout conservatism in terms of conservation, I should say, not conservatism, but conservation. And they keep enacting these policies that do just the opposite. You got to follow the science, Bill. So you look at the science and data, and what they're doing doesn't make sense. It's a total conflict with science and data. But, that's irrelevant because they are the people in power, and they know better. They're self-appointed gods, and they're destroying this golden state.
Absolutely true. It's it's just, as a native Californian who's a California expat who's been there but hasn't lived there for 34 years,
right.
It's still disturbing to see the how, for all intents and purposes, they have turned the Golden State so tarnished it that it's no longer golden.
No.
And people are, you know, they don't have to worry about people seeing good weather on New Year's Day and moving to California because people see 0% tax, income tax rates in Texas, and they suddenly say, in Florida, and they say, you know, seems to me that's the golden state, and I'm not paying 13% of the top rate for state taxes.
Exactly.
But,
yeah, I would dare say even illegal immigrants are choosing anybody but California these days.
Well,
just saying.
Come on. California puts a pretty significant social safety net incentive for people to settle there regardless of whether or not they are legally in the country or not.
Right, without a doubt.
That's actually how they've manipulated the census to make it so they would continue to have as many House seats as they do. They only lost one House seat, and that was directly related to importation of people who are not legally in the country.
Mm-hmm. No, it's absurd. I mean, we continue as a federal government continue to reward all the wrong behavior, and then we wonder why we get the wrong results. It's unbelievable. Rick,
That's the crazy part, and I'm going to just close on this. You know, Donald Trump tried to make it so you had to actually be a citizen or a legal resident to count in the census as it related to the apportionment of U.S. representatives.
Mm-hmm.
And fought it and ended up losing. And as a result, at least temporarily lost in the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, some congressional districts have relatively few, legal residents, citizens and legal residents, and other congressional districts have, you know, pretty darn close to 750,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see these disparities in the vote where in one district you have 100,000 people total voting, and in another district you have 250,000 people voting.
Mm-hmm.
That's not equal representation, and it's not a function of turnout, it's a function of the eligibility of those who are voting
in
that district. And it's not it's actually counter to what the Constitution was intending.
Exactly.
So that's the incentive to, the political incentive to bring people in who can't vote.
Mm.
The political incentive is you don't need as many votes to win.
Right. Exactly. Or you give them the legal right to vote.
Right, which is the downstream intent.
Exactly. Well, late yesterday, Rick, we got more breaking reports about those classified documents from the Obama-Biden White House that were discovered just before the November midterm elections. And again, you got the FBI, the Justice Department, mums the word, you know, right before the midterm, again covering for the Biden administration. We already knew Obama, you know, he was asked about millions of documents that supposedly they still haven't been able to obtain. But, you know, they're not going to touch the golden child. But now here Biden has documents that were found in his old office at Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy in Washington, D.C. And A.G. Garland, he's ordered the U.S. Attorney for Chicago to investigate the matter, and the FBI is reportedly involved as well. And boy, I'll tell you, doesn't that give you a lot of confidence that they're going to do a great job in checking this out?
Well, yeah, it's come on. We've seen the dual justice system enough to kind of have a glimpse of what's going to happen. The ultimate irony on this is they raided Mar-a-Lago because of a belief that Donald Trump had classified documents, with full knowledge that Donald Trump had declassified those documents.
Yes.
The FBI knew he'd declassified the documents. But for Joe Biden, he doesn't get a special counsel. He gets a Chicago politician to investigate it.
Right.
We all know how that works.
Yeah, exactly. Well, plus on top of that, last time I checked, the vice president doesn't have the authority to declassify documents, does he?
100%. He does not have that authority.
And also, you might look into the connection of that particular University of Pennsylvania and how much money they got from the Chinese and how they're parked there at the University of Pennsylvania. and you got Joe Biden in the mix. I don't know. It just seems like a formula for, can you say corruption? I don't know.
It's a formula. It's the Biden formula for governance.
Yeah, there it is. All for him. More from Rick Manning. Stay with us.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Yearbeard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Russian Independent, just way like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here. We've got Rick Manning for Americans for Limited Government. GetLiberty.com is where you want to go for more information. Rick, more on this, these documents. I mean, this is amazing. After all that we went through at Mar-a-Lago and with Trump, and now here you got the vice president. I mean, the documents were in a closet, and these weren't just, you know, some scratch notes. I mean, there was some very sensitive material. The recovered materials were marked sensitive, compartmented information. indicating the highest classification, the most sensitive intelligence information in our government. And they're just there, not locked up. They're just in a closet in his old office.
Yeah, and Joe Biden, what's interesting to me was that we know that at least some of the documents dealt with Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And Joe Biden had a very, very close relationship with the foreign policy in Ukraine. He made over 20 visits to Ukraine as vice president. He wrote about it in his book extensively. He bragged about it in front of the Council on Foreign Relations about how he coerced Ukraine to fire a prosecutor who was investigating his son's company, and using U.S. dollars and saying he was going to cut U.S. aid if they didn't do it. And so the fact that he had classified documents on Ukraine, which we now know obviously is the center of the universe in terms of our spending foreign dollars to support the government there. Mm-hmm. That's what's interesting. It would be, to me anyway, because I don't know anybody cared all that much about Ukraine until Joe Biden came along. Mm-hmm. And it appears to be a lot of things happened in Ukraine that were major Satan, including a lot of the Russia collusion purportedly came out of the false statements and the like against Trump and alleging stuff of Putin, reportedly came out of Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And so it is to me, seems like there's a little nexus point there that's very concerning. And, of course, Joe Biden doesn't remember that he was shocked that that existed, and he doesn't remember that it was there. Mm-hmm. Which is, based on what we've observed, very possible.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is interesting, too. I mean, here you've got Ukraine on one side, and then you got China on the other. As I mentioned earlier, and this is being reported by Gary Bauer, he says he remembered something else about the University of Pennsylvania. Over the five-year period from 2014 to 2019, it accepted more than $50 million from Communist China, with most of that Chinese money coming after the university announced the formation of the Penn Biden Center. Coincidence, maybe?
You know, the Chinese have been investing in a lot of U.S. universities, first of all. So this is not new. They are basically buying the best academic upper academic system in the world, and buying the foreign policy that's being taught, buying the paying for professorships, and have become a major funder of those universities. Mm-hmm. Having said that, and knowing that the president has major personal financial relationships with China, and given the need of somebody who has a chair like that, the reason they do those centers is so they can raise money. Mm-hmm. So if that money was flowing into the Biden Center, and that ends up being proven, that's a big deal. That's a really big deal. Mm-hmm. And it's and even if it's just if there's the University of Pennsylvania was a private university, but given the fact they've taken Chinese money, it's reasonable an actual sentient Department of Justice would go and say, we need to see what, you know, the communications that led to that money, because guaranteed if there was a Trump Center for
Paul. Oh my goodness!
At
oh yeah,
University of Pennsylvania. The FBI would have raided their records long ago, and that's just, you know. So we know that once again, it's a little frustrating because there isn't a same standard of justice for everybody. But yeah, this is.
Mm-hmm. But worse yet, what we're missing, what's being missed here, Rick, is the fact that America has been captured, as Miranda Devine wrote in her book in the Laptop from Hell. And talks about how the kids have been elite captured, our elected officials elite captured, Joe Biden captured, you know, whether it's from Ukraine because of his own lust and greed. I mean, clearly there is some corrupt nexus, as you say, you know, coming out of that camp that nobody wants to look at, you know, nothing here to see, move on. And then China, of course, forever, you see this connection with Hunter Biden, who is so cheap he can't even buy his own plane. He rides on his dad's plane while, you know, while he's in the people's plane, our plane, taking him for diplomatic purposes to meet with the Chinese. And, of course, what we're becoming more aware of is the Bidens, all they know about is a side hustle. I mean, they get elected, and then you got all this special gig business that, you know, they jump into, right? And this is quite clear, but, you know, nobody wants to talk about it. Just ignore what Bob Alinsky has said and emails and everything like that. Somehow we love Joe, and he, you know, he keeps getting propped up, and now he's so confident that he says, hey, I'm running for re-election. I'm so good here. And I've got you guys so bamboozled, I'll take on another 4 years.
Well, I think one of the things that, you know, we spent a lot of time over the last week watching the House try to figure out how it was going to operate. Mm-hmm. And everybody complained, well, we need to get some work done. We need to get work done. That was actually, people said that we're repeating talking points, mm-hmm. but the truth is, the work they got done is they're going to have a special commission on China.
Right.
And looking at the Chinese influence on a whole variety of different ways in the capture of universities and the like, there's going to be the Hunter, where you're going to have the ability for, you know, Jim Jordan is going to oversee the entire absence of any kind of FBI in terms of investigating Biden improprieties while they raided Mar-a-Lago and going to get to the bottom of that. And we're going to see a wholesale turning this two-tiered system, really trying to grab into it with full subpoena powers with Jim Jordan. And so when we talk about a lot of these problems, understand this going at these things, trying to uncover what's going on, creating a and using the power of the subpoena to get to the bottom of all these different influence cycles that have created elite capture is going to be one of the top priorities of this Congress.
Right.
And for all those who say, oh, we don't want to just investigate, well, you know what? If we don't use the power you have to be able to try to figure out what the heck, how these guys have been manipulating the situation, who's bought and paid for as a result, if we don't go after the FBI that's created two-tier justice system, we don't go after Homeland Security, which is running a censorship operation, government-wide censorship operation aimed at the American public and through social media companies. If we don't go at those things now, they're going to continue to grow and get worse.
Exactly.
So that was one of the things that was fought for tooth and nail over the last week, and something that was gained. And I believe the House Republicans are going to be stronger because of that.
I believe that, and I believe our government will be stronger as a result of that, Rick, to your exact point. Because the nexus in all this, after everything is said and done, it's about proper governance, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. It's actually letting your individual members of Congress have a say in the election here and how things are done in Washington, as opposed to a few leaders. And
exactly.
That is the essence of the House of Representatives. And people are going to see a better House of Representatives as a result of those reforms.
I agree with you. I think this is going to end up the 118th Congress, probably going to be, after everything is said and done, probably one of the most effective Congresses because of what they've done, especially with the passing of this rule package last night as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how they march forward. Rick Manning, as always, Happy New Year, my friend. Thank you so much for being with us. GetLiberty.org, that's where you want to go for more information.
This report is sponsored by Kelley Blue Book. Finding the right vehicle can be a daunting task for car shoppers, especially when there are hundreds of different models to choose from. Auto expert Brian Moody will unveil top new car models from a variety of categories, including the 2023 Best New Model winner.
I'll be revealing the best new model winner, the latest auto trends, and sharing how the industry is responding to consumers' need for choice, variety, and sustainability.
The Kelley Blue Book Best Buy Awards are the culmination of a year-long regimen of expert vehicle evaluation and testing. Whether your transportation needs include traditional gas-powered vehicles, hybrids, plug-in hybrids, or pure electrics, there's a wide range of vehicles available in today's market. As a trusted resource for helping car shoppers find the right vehicle at the right price for more than 95 years, Kelley Blue Book created the Best Buy Awards to aid new car shoppers in narrowing down their consideration list so they can purchase their next vehicle with confidence. For more information, visit KBB.com.
USA News Update. Flights are starting back up this hour after the FAA stopped most flights from taking off over the last couple of hours in the USA. A failure of the Notice to Air Missions system failed for the first time in history. Flight delays and cancellations are abundant. The new Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee said the panel is launching an investigation in how a set of top-secret documents ended up in then-Vice President Biden's possession. Representative James Comer on Fox News last night.
Get more transparency with what really went on with Ukraine. Now we find out the documents that Joe Biden had that were classified, some of them pertain to Ukraine.
As California continues to get much-needed water from storms over the last couple of weeks, a lot of water has fallen and created some new problems. Crews in Ojai, California, in the Santa Barbara Mountains, are working to stop and clean up a major sewage spill. My name is Lance Pry. This is USA News.
This is how we do every day. If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hey, welcome back. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Jenny Beth Martin is with us now, the TPPA honorary chair, and here to talk about, you know, what's going on with the House. And I think there's a lot of good news here. You know, after the long fight, 15 voting cycles to determine a speaker, and then a House rules package, I think that's going to be proven quite effective that could lead to a very successful 118th Congress, which would be novel when it comes to conservatives. Jenny Beth, what do you think?
I do think some of it will be novel, and some of it is returning the House to how it is supposed to function and how it functioned about 20 years ago, or less, depending on which particular aspect of it. They want to get appropriations bills passed individually. That has not happened in Congress for about 20 years.
Exactly.
Changing the motion to vacate the speakership chair back to allowing that to happen and only one vote, that is restoring a rule that was in place in the House of Representatives from Thomas Jefferson's time until Nancy Pelosi got rid of it a few years ago. So that is returning to a longstanding precedent in history that has helped the House of Representatives function in a way that ensures each individual member has the appropriate authority and power they are given through the Constitution. I think the package and the compromise is a very good thing, and I'm so thankful for these courageous 20 who stood firm and worked out a deal that's better for Congress and for America.
Really, I mean, the voters back home ought to thank those 20 because now they're getting true representation, Jenny Beth. You can't listen to what the mainstream, I mean, you go right on down the line. I mean, they missed so much of the importance of why these 20 stood the ground. And the outcome at the end of the day, right?
That is exactly right. And that is when you said the voters at home need to think to 20, you are absolutely right. And really it's 21 because we had an extra person who was voting present on many of the votes. These people, these members of Congress need thanks from all of us, whether they are your constituent or not. You may not be able to send them an email if you're not their constituent, if you don't vote for them, but you could certainly thank them on social media, right, on Twitter, on Facebook, and other social media to let them know you appreciate the fact that they were fighting to ensure that every single person in this country has better representation in Congress, regardless of which political party their member of Congress is in.
So what do you think going forward here? Now, you know, the sleeves are rolled up and this 118th Congress is off and rolling here. What do you think?
Well, I think they're going to pass some bills that we like, and those bills may wind up being I kind of call them show votes or messaging bills. They're very important to pass because they show this is where we draw the line. This is what sets us apart from the other side. I don't think many of those will wind up being passed into law, at least not right now, and perhaps not in this Congress at all. Mm-hmm. Where we really need to be watching and what we've got to be looking at over the next several weeks and months are the individual appropriation bills and what is called must-pass legislation. This is legislation that Biden ultimately will have to pass into law, will sign into law. That will be the debt ceiling. We hit the end of the fiscal year on September 30th, and the new fiscal year for the United States government begins on October 1st. That's going to be a very important deadline. And then the NDAA and the FISA bills, those bills are going to be must-pass legislation as well. What happens when you have that must-pass legislation is sometimes these other things that we want to see happen can get tied into some of the bills that must be passed, and we can get a little bit of what we want, even if it is not all of what we want.
Exactly. So here it is. I think the art of negotiation and debate is going to be a welcomed aspect of this Congress. And again, you know, I think at a time, especially, Jenny Beth, as you know, the citizenry is getting more and more activated, and thanks in large part to Tea Party Patriots because of, you know, what you do in training and on the local level, helping people understand what's going on with their government. And now they've got some, they've got a pathway in which their voice and activation can be more effective as a result of this. And, you know, I think this is a positive thing all around because, I mean, you get down to it and you got the combined intellect of 330 million people versus, what, 540-some elected officials. You know, we're always better off when we have more people involved in the process.
That is exactly right. We are always better off. And there's going to be a lot that I think is going to take a lot of time for us to educate the voters on what is happening in Congress and what is about to happen in Congress so that we can have meaningful calls to action around that. But having a member be able to offer amendments from the floor to be able to have real debate on the floor of the House, that is going to be a refreshing change that we all need to be enthusiastic about. And we need to watch and pay attention. We only have a republic if we can keep it. And each of us individually, whether we are elected or not, have duties as American citizens to make sure we can protect and keep our republic. And part of it is being educated and taking action.
It's absolutely imperative because that's what we the people means. We the people, we are the infrastructure of the government, and the government is downstream. And so if we disengage, guess what? The ruling elites can run away with it. And that's what they've been doing in the past decades. That's why we are here where we are now and why the need for citizen activation and activism is so important. And Jenny Beth, I think that's a good reason, again, to remind people how they can get involved in all the great things that the Tea Party Patriots Action is doing.
You can go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that is teapartypatriots.org. And we have weekly calls to action. some of them don't take very long. They may only take 5 or 10 minutes, and sometimes we have other options that take longer. But we want people to get involved and be active, not just in our organization, but as active citizens working to keep the republic.
I mean, come on. Can you not give 5 minutes a week to your government? I mean, you spend more than that in complaining. So let's do something of a constructive nature. And really, and I love the way this organization, what you've done in setting this up, Jenny Beth, because it is a no-brainer. And the thing that I'm hearing from people is that once they get activated and they're part of the solution, you can't help but feel better that at least you're doing something about it than staying home and sitting on your couch and yelling at the TV.
That is exactly right. And you're right. Who can't spend just 5 minutes a week getting involved? Yelling at the TV sometimes helps in that moment. I certainly do it. Sometimes when I watch the news, it's like watching an episode of Mystery Science Theater or whatever that show is called, where you have people in the audience making fun of the screen. But at the end of the day, I have to move that anger or that frustration, I've got to turn it into something productive and change that emotion into action. And we all need to be working to do that.
Yep, exactly. We got about a minute left, Jenny Beth. What do you make of these documents that were suddenly discovered in a closet? you know, Joe Biden's documents. I mean, and the vice president, who has no authority to declassify, but they've just been sitting there.
Right. Total and complete hypocrisy on the part of Biden and Obama. And also, they withheld this information to affect the outcome of the election. They're shameless. They're shameless. Yeah. And they're
well,
to keep power.
And once again, here it is, the deep state that has involved the FBI. They're at the center of it. I'll tell you, one big favor this 118th Congress can do for us is doing something about the corruption in these three-letter agencies. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've about had it, you know, with all this corruption that's going on.
We need serious oversight and then accountability for oversight.
15 seconds left. Remind everybody how they can get activated, the website to go to.
TeaPartyPatriots.org. Again, that's TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Jenny Beth Martin, TPPA Honorary Chair. Thank you, Jenny
Beth. Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Every day we invest in what matters to us. From coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into these important topics so you can own your knowledge and exercise your critical thinking in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com, and thank you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. We've got Chris Chmielewski. He is the Numbers USA VP. Hey, Chris. Good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Okay. All right. In typical, I'm sorry to be picking on Joe Biden, but it's just he keeps setting himself up. I mean, here it is. He's going. He finds his way to the border, first time in his presidency. And he's going to try to deliver some goods here to solve this problem. And so he offers his own immigration reform plan. And, I don't know. I mean, each time he offers something, Chris, it just seems that he hasn't really thought it out very well. And this seems to be consistent with his character all along. I mean, this isn't just something right now because maybe he's suffering some sort of mental impairment, but it's so lacking time and again, because you have this plan and now you've got a bipartisan group of senators who are visiting the southern border and they're calling for common sense immigration reform and their ideas. I mean, this is something that the president should have been involved in and should have made a part of his reform plan, but it was almost like it just seemed like it was put together in such a quick way. It wasn't really well thought out, in my humble opinion. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I'm a little surprised that you think that creating a phone app to allow illegal aliens to sign up and schedule a time to cross the border illegally is ridiculous. Seems perfectly logical to me, but you're absolutely right. I mean, there's one thing about the Biden plan that's clear, is that what they're trying to do is they're trying to end two things. They want to stop these monthly reports from Customs and Border Protection that show that Border Patrol is apprehending 200,000, making 200,000 apprehensions every single month. Mm-hmm. They want to stop that from happening, and they want to stop the images of these, you know, caravans of thousands of people waiting on the other side of the U.S.-Mexico border, just waiting for their time to cross the border. They want to get that off of people's TV screens. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, they don't want to stop the flow of people. They want this illegal flow of migrants to continue. They want these hundreds of thousands to continue every single month. They just don't want people to know about it.
Exactly.
That's what's screaming to me about the Biden plan. Instead of actually trying to prevent people from coming here, they want to streamline it so that we don't see it anymore and it's not making news headlines anymore. That's essentially what they want to do. And to me, not only is it bad policy, because it's basically circumventing our current immigration laws. But also, I mean, a little part of it, we're sort of assisting, the federal government is now going to be assisting the cartels in smuggling.
We have from day one. I mean, now we're just more, you know, we're just more overt about it. But,
right.
You know, but even then, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out. I mean, what was it last year? The number you reported, something like the cartels had a windfall profit of something like $13 billion. I mean, they love Joe Biden.
Absolutely. Yeah. They've gotten out of the drug business and into the human smuggling business because it's been a windfall for them financially and a lot less risk.
Yes. Well, you see, the deal is what it does is it propagandizes. It propagandizes this whole situation. I mean, when I came in from Hawaii the other day into LAX, screens all over the place, you know, from with Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas, you know, spouting this this garbage that they were, you know, boy, they're about public safety and all this stuff. And I'm going, what? This is absurd. I mean, this is all propaganda because what they're saying and what they're doing does not comport, Chris. I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't. Because there's so many people coming in, and they're coming in, again, at such a high rate and in sheer volume at particular times throughout the days that there's no way we can properly vet all these people. And again, something that you and I have talked about when you're assigning every single Border Patrol and Customs resource that you have to a particular area of the border because you have so many people coming across over the course of a certain day, that leaves other areas of our border vulnerable, and it's the gotaways that we really need to be concerned about. And there's nothing in this Biden plan that's gonna address that, because when an illegal migrant schedules an appointment to come to the border, who's going to be dealing with them? It's going to be Border Patrol. So you're not, you know, you're not freeing up Border Patrol members here, agents here to deal with the bad guys that are coming in.
Yes, exactly. Well, and the thing is, it's been so stretched that now you're shifting personnel out of their jobs and take them to the border. And what do they know about the border? What do they know about processing?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So it's just lunacy. And, you know, I think now that Republicans have kind of settled down a little bit in the House of Representatives and we're starting to get committee assignments, you know, and they're going to force these administration officials to show up in person, no more testifying over Zoom and things like that.
Yes.
So that hopefully they will hold these folks accountable and ask them these sorts of questions that we're raising. Because otherwise, what's the point of having the majority if you're not gonna hold them accountable for what they're doing?
Yeah, exactly. And then meanwhile, you know, Biden goes to Mexico and he's got to talk, you know, migration, no doubt about it.
Right.
Oh, but you know, hey, we got to talk about climate change.
Yeah.
The president of Mexico is going, climate change. What are you talking about?
Yeah. It's priorities, right? You know, inflation continues to rage. Gas prices are back going up again. But let's talk about something that is a lower concern for most Americans. That's a great idea and will eventually hurt them in the pocketbooks. He should have gone down there instead and done what the past administration did, for example, went down there and said, you will do this. Or this will be the consequences, and it will have a devastating impact on your national economy.
Right. Well, but
yeah, but they don't want to do that. And again, the reason
that would be because
they want them coming.
Exactly. See, that's the deal. See, and this isn't by accident. I mean, clearly, what the Joe Biden administration and Joe Biden himself is proving all along is that they're on a planned agenda. What they're saying and how their lips are moving and telling you otherwise is just, it's all a facade. It's just for show. And just for show so that Joe can, you know, run again for president. I, you know, he's all invigorated. I mean, thinks that, you know, he's just doing a great job, and, you know, people love him, and, you know, and I guess in December his polling numbers were up, and I'm going, what was that, a Christmas gift from the American people to give him?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I don't see any improvement. I mean, here people are experiencing one of the worst holidays in a long time, and this is, and if there's any one person that's responsible for it, it's Joe Biden. And, you know, and that's why when they say, oh, 30% of the people of America say the guy's doing an outstanding job, I'm going, wow, who are they? Who are these people?
Right, right. Yeah, and, yeah.
Well, and the other thing I wanted to address with you was, you know, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, you know, presented Joe Biden with a letter. It was pretty much, you know, here's the facts, Jack. And he didn't pull any punches, you know, condemning the president's approach to immigration and border security.
Yeah, and we need more people to do that, and quite frankly, we need some more moderate Democrats to do more of it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you saw last week Jared Polis, the Democratic governor of Colorado. He's starting to ship illegal aliens to, mm-hmm. to New York City and Washington, D.C., because people in Denver are fed up mm-hmm. with them flooding their streets. So, you know, we need more. We need more of that from it can't just be Republicans. It's got to be both sides of the aisle. And the reason why I say that, too, is because Democratic voters are concerned about what's going on the border as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's why you see people like Kyrsten Sinema and Mark Kelly. Certainly, they're doing it for election reasons,
mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they feel it, and they're at ground zero down in Arizona, so they're mm-hmm. they're feeling it as well.
Well, they're getting a lot of heat there from their constituency, and that's great, and they got to keep the heat onto them because it'll pay forward. There's no doubt about it. I liked what Abbott had to say to the president. He said, "Your visit to our southern border with Mexico today is $20 billion too little and 2 years too late."
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, what it's costing Texas to, mm-hmm. to deal with this, just in terms of just law enforcement, just making sure that with these hundreds of thousands, millions of people coming across the border into Texas over the last 2 years, just to keep public safety.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and also, here the president comes to the border, and he cherry-picks an area. I mean, he doesn't go into the really heavy, meaty side of the problem, right? He was just there just for a picture up, just to say, okay, fine, I can shut up all the Republicans and these conservative pundits and say, see, I did make it to the border.
Right.
So I don't want to hear that I've never been to the border, right?
Right, and they clean it up real nice for him in advance, too.
Yeah, they could check that box for him just perfectly. He's the Numbers USA Vice President. Chris, where can they go for more information?
NumbersUSA.com.
You got it. Thanks, Chris. Take care.
Thanks.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated?